Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance out of my iPhone 6 Plus, I can see that I'm down to 52 days to go until Marathon Weekend 2015. Now, this app definitely gets you excited for that next trip. But in my case, it gets me a little nervous as well. It's my date with 26.2. Irregardless, I love getting excited for that next trip, and do me a favor this week. I know tons of our listeners use this app to get excited for your next trip. Hey, tweet it out, put it on Facebook, and spread your love for Days to Go WDW. If you don't have the app, download it this week over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 782 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, for BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and thanks so much to everybody who was a part of the great live show on Sunday night. Again, we had a great time, and a big thank you to Mike Bankhead, the captain of the Be Our Guest podcast running squad, the Running Lizards, for being our guest co-host, as Ricky and Pam are still down at Walt Disney World, and Debbie had something going on, so it was just a great time. It was fun chatting with everybody in our chat room, and of course, talking Disney. Thanks to everybody who called in and was a part of the show. I love those live shows. They're so much fun to get to talk to everybody immediately and just, you know, spend a fun, relaxing Sunday night talking Disney. And put it on the calendar. We're going to do it again on Sunday night, December 21st at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right over there on Magical Mouse Radio. Now, as I said, Ricky and Pam are down, kind of working, but, you know, it's Walt Disney World. They're mostly playing down at our favorite place, so they're not here tonight. Debbie has a couple of things going on as well. So I just went ahead and recorded the show. I'm doing this on my own today since it's listener questions. You know, I'll try to take a stab at these questions that have been sent in. And if I don't have a solid answer, I will be honest with you. That's one thing. We're all family. I appreciate you guys as friends downloading the podcast each and every time. And if I don't have a solid answer, I will just keep it in the queue. And when the ladies are back next week, we'll just revisit some of those questions that I may or may not have an experience on or an opinion that is real solid. You know, I know a lot of the nuts and bolts, but a lot of things comes from your perspective, and the ladies definitely many times have a different perspective than old Mike here, so we'll do what we can. So no introductions today, so we can get right to the questions, and we have a lot of them in the queue. Thanks so much for sending those in. Keep them coming, by the way. Send those to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll answer your question as soon as we can. First question of today, we're going to get through a bunch of them, hopefully, comes from David Nix, and he says, "Hi, Mike and the rest of the cast. How far in advance can you make reservations? My family and I made our first Walt Disney World trip last June, and I want to go back in late November of 2017. My wife liked Walt Disney World, but she's not into the parks like I am, so I doubt we'll go any sooner. I owe her trips to other destinations first." Well, good job, David. That's, you want to keep the wife happy, but you definitely want to get back to Disney World. I understand that. "I want to go the first week after Thanksgiving in order to see the Christmas decor, like the Osborne lights. I also want to do that private safari at Animal Kingdom. So I want to book as early as possible, as some travel agents allow payments. That would help spread out the cost. We have one son, and he would be a freshman at the time. He is on the autism spectrum, but we have always been on good terms with teachers, so I hope we could get his homework ahead of time. Thanks, discovered the podcast this year and went back and listened to old episodes. Great stuff." Well, first of all, David, thank you so much. You know, this podcast is my baby. It's my dream. I love having it, and I love finding out that new folks have found the show. So thank you for going back and going through the archives. That's really cool. So let's get to some answers to your questions. First of all, you can book trips in advance. Like right now, the booking season is open through the end of 2015, basically. But the rule that Disney goes by is 499 days from today. That's basically the general guideline of as to where you can book or until that window of rooms or dates closes through 2015 in this case. So about 499 days out. So you're still a little bit early, but there are some suggestions. Now, here's something that a couple things that are pretty common sense, but might help you because it sounds like you're trying to squirrel away some money so that when the time comes, you can move on it quickly and not have to be hit with a huge bill. First of all, and a lot of folks do this, maybe open a separate savings account. I know that Ricky does this for her vacations. Just, you know, maybe have a little auto deduction out of your biweekly paycheck or monthly paycheck. You know, maybe drop $50 into that account once a month. And, you know, by the time 2017 rolls around, you're going to have a very big head start on your vacation, if not have it paid in full. So you could do that. Travel agents do absolutely take payments, and we can do that at any time. And just for anybody that books, you know, has been curious about this, or if you book with the Magic for Less or any other travel agent for that case, I'm sure, you know, you can just, what we do is we keep a card on file and you can let that agent know, hey, I want to make $50 this week. And the agent will take care of that payment for you and send you an updated confirmation from Disney. And it's a piece of cake, really. Making payments is so easy. Another option you might want to do if you're really into Disney, you know, this is only if you're really into Disney, you could start buying Disney gift cards and put those away in a very safe place because treat them like cash. They're very important. But put those away and you could start accruing a balance there to pay for your vacation. One thing you can do with that is you can buy those at Target. And if you get a Red Card, which is their in-house kind of debit credit card thing that I think it actually debits right out of your checking account, you get to save 5% on your purchases. So basically, you're paying $45 for a $50 Disney gift card. And over the long term, you could save, you know, a little bit of money there, and every little bit helps. So that's good there. So maybe that's some options to start putting away money for your 2017 trip. I like the week after Thanksgiving. Very nice time to go. Usually some nice weather, lower crowds. Osborne Lights may or may not be there in 2017, but I'm sure there will be something along those lines. And there's definitely more to see than the Osborne Lights. It's a great time to go. Beautiful holiday decorations. And I'm sure that if the Osborne Lights, if they're not called that, there will be something like the Osborne Lights to check out. Also, definitely do the Wild Africa Trek over in Animal Kingdom. I have yet to do this one, but I really want to get over there. I know that Debbie on the show has done this, and she had rave reviews on this. Pam has been over there as well. Lots of agents from the Magic for Less. You really get a VIP experience over there. They give you time with the animals. You're on stage because the safari vehicles from Kilimanjaro Safari are passing by and they're seeing you dining on the savanna there and walking around. And, you know, Disney's so great about having up close and personal experiences, and they do this so well over at Animal Kingdom. So definitely do that. Let's see. One other thing you mentioned about your son being a freshman and hoping that his teachers can give him his homework ahead of time. I think, again, speaking from an educator's point of view right now, I would say that, you know, as long as you give him a heads up, maybe at the beginning of the year, if you're going to go, you know, this time of the year, you know, around Thanksgiving-ish, if you let him know when the school year starts, maybe a couple weeks into the school year, maybe not right off the bat, just, you know, that's going to help them a lot. They're going to know that it's coming. They'll probably get everything together for him. The only thing that they might run into is somebody that's in high school is tests and exams and stuff like that. But I would guess that most exams will come right before Christmas. So probably a good time to go because it sounds like you would be back in time for the first semester exams. So again, David, thank you for the question and thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. All right, next question comes from Lisa, and Lisa and K-Bug from Ohio, so very cool. Hi, guys. We love the podcast and are hoping you can help us. Please bear with me as it is multi-part. We are going to Walt Disney World in November with a split stay at the same resort. The first two nights are room only because the dates were not eligible for free dining, and the second portion is a four-night Magic Your Way package, which includes free dining and four-day non-park hopper tickets. We want to use one of the park tickets the day before our official check-in day for the Magic Your Way package portion of our stay, which the tickets are tied to. I'm receiving conflicting information as to if we can do so. One cast member told me as long as we are staying at the same resort, we can go to guest services at Downtown Disney or any park, and they can pull the tickets off my package up to 3 days before the check-in date for the package portion. Another said absolutely not, and I should purchase a two-day ticket to tie to my room-only portion. Why would I want to spend the additional monies on an additional two-day ticket, which isn't technically going to be used? Okay, let me stop there for this first part of the question. You're getting basically kind of the right answer both ways. This is frequently done, where you can pull tickets up to 3 days prior to your check-in on a Magic Your Way package and use them before check-in, especially if you're staying at the same resort. That helps. You should be able to do this at your resort's check-in desk. You shouldn't have to go to Downtown Disney or the parks, but you could do it probably there. You should be able to do that with a cast member at the desk at your check-in at your resort. Technically, this is one of those ambiguous type things. It's not really something that's in black and white, but it happens all the time where they do pull your tickets early, up to 3 days. But I think the rules technically are that you're not supposed to be able to do this. So I think the cast member that's giving you the answer saying, no, you can't do this, is following by the rule of the law. But in practicality, lots of folks do this frequently. Next question. If we can get our tickets a day early, how does this work with the Magic Bands and Fast Passes? I can forego the Fast Passes as we are using the ticket to go to the Animal Kingdom the day we want to use the early ticket, but don't want to spend the extra money for one day when I've purchased enough days in my package. All right, so that could be an issue, though, with the Magic Bands, because what it's going to do is it's going to look to see if you have a first thing when you're scheduling Fast Passes, and Magic Bands won't be a problem. You'll have those customized, and everything's just linked through that. But your Fast Passes, you will schedule 60 days prior because you have a resort reservation. You got to make sure that you have tickets associated with that reservation. So what's going to happen is you're only going to be able to schedule Fast Pass Plus reservations 60 days prior to check-in on that package. Because if you don't have tickets associated with the room only, it is not going to let you schedule them at 60 days. It'll let you schedule them at 30 days. So that's going to be the thing. The 30 days on the room only with no tickets. No, wait. I think you would have 60 days on a room only because you would have a ticket on there if you pull. This is a tricky one. Boy, you got me thinking here, Lisa. But I would say, and again, we're going to get into this the next part of your question. I would call the My Disney Experience help desk and explain your situation and get the best advice from them, because this is something that is very fluid. I would say you're going to probably be able to schedule your FastPass Plus reservation 60 days prior to the beginning of your Magic Your Way stay, which I believe is the second half of your trip. And you don't say, but I'm guessing that's what it is. Next, I have been in contact with tech support for My Disney Experience as I have a Phantom park ticket showing up for my daughter. I have been assured that the Phantom ticket will not interfere with any part of our trip or my Magic Bands. However, I'm not feeling the warm and fuzzies about this, as I can schedule Fast Passes currently for just about any day, and it recognizes the Phantom ticket as being an eligible ticket. Now, I don't know anything about a Phantom ticket. I've never seen any tickets on my reservation or my profile that are not mine. So that one would make me... I'm with you, Lisa. That would make me a little nervous. If technical support says you're good on that, I would trust them because they're good at what they do. But definitely, I might call back a second and a third time, maybe on consecutive days, and ask the exact same question. And if you get a consistent answer 3 days in a row or three times in a row, that usually makes me feel better. But usually, if it's something that's kind of, I don't know what's going on, you'll find one out of the three people at least will catch it and then pursue it further and find out what's going on. Lastly, I also purchased the Memory Maker with my Magic Your Way package. However, can I use it during the 2 days prior to our check-in for the Magic Your Way package dates? And again, I believe technically the Magic Your Way Memory Maker combination, since it's associated to that package, would work when you check in for the Magic Your Way package. We, my daughter and I, are going down to participate in our first 5K, the Jingle Jungle, and we're starting to get really excited, but I'm now really concerned and stressed. Hoping you can help. Thanks so much, Lisa and K-Bug. Well, we know that the Jingle Jungle has passed, so I hope you guys had a great time. I hope you stayed dry, because I know it was a very wet weekend a couple weekends ago. But I hope you had a great time. And Lisa, do follow up with us, because these are those things that you really can't research, because it's not in the rules technically. It's how the cast members pull it out. So if you wouldn't mind, Lisa, whenever you get a chance, I know you're just getting back from Walt Disney World and settled in, send us an email to mike@brguestpodcast.com and give us a follow-up, and that'll help everybody else out there. Next question or comment is from Dean, my great friend, my marathon buddy, who's inspiring me. He's done it, so I think I can do it. So Dean's up in Connecticut. He says, Mike, thanks for answering my question on the September 10th listener question show. As you guys guessed, the stock answer is that they will not issue a ticket number on the Run Disney package tickets due to being so deeply discounted. As such, no chance of booking FastPass Plus, or is there? I called shortly after emailing you guys and was told the same thing from when I originally booked. No ticket number issued and no FastPass Plus availability. And what Dean's talking about is sometimes Run Disney will offer some packages with tickets included for the race weekends, and the tickets are discounted. But then you can't schedule FastPass Plus with these tickets because they're discounted, so that's what we're going at. I called to make a payment a week later, same story. Well, I finally called for final payment and paid in full. I decided to ask again, and the woman on the phone said, "You are correct. No FastPass Plus availability for the way your package is built right now with the room ticket package through Run Disney. Let me see, though." Her voice trailed off a bit, and I could only chuckle to myself while picturing her as a mad computer programmer working through intricate coding trying to solve a problem. After a few minutes, she said, "You know, if I separate your tickets from your room package, we can issue you the tickets and you can go ahead and book." I asked her if I would lose anything in the package, in particular the discounted room or tickets, and she said the only loss might be some of the extras that come with the package, but certainly our room discount and most importantly our ticket discount would stay. I told her just a few minutes more and we were ready to go. She went so far and above and beyond, she even stayed on the phone while I linked it to our My Disney Experience account, and she cheered me on as I booked fast passes, rooting for us to get Seven Dwarves Mine Train, and we did. I wish I could remember her name. She definitely deserves a shout out. Moral of the story: ask. If you don't get the answer you like, try asking again on a different call. There are some things that I can't get done for sure, but for something like this, I just got the right moment where a very knowledgeable cast member used some creativity and some pixie dust to get us what we needed. Our package still includes the marina coupon, free mini golf, and a Splitsville discount. Not sure what we're missing, but we're definitely happy with what we got. Hopefully this can help someone else in the future. Dean is up in Connecticut, and check him out with his buddies over on the WDW Northeast podcast. A great show and definitely one to check out. So thanks a lot, Dean. You're right. And again, kind of like I said in that previous email, call again. Don't be scared to ask, because you're never talking to the same person. They don't know that you asked the question seven times. And a lot of times you can find somebody that is very experienced, in that we all know that the cast members are great, but some cast members are more passionate about spreading the love and the pixie dust and helping you out in any way possible. And it sounds like you got one of those cast members that was really pushing hard to make your day. So great stuff there, Dean. Thanks for writing in. And we love those follow-ups. So anytime you have a follow-up to a question, please do write that in, because that helps us all. It definitely helps me out. I'm learning today. All right, next question comes from Paul over in the United Kingdom. And he says, "Hey, guys, I'm coming over to the world from the United Kingdom on November 3rd. I'm sure that was 2015, for 12 days. While I'm there, I will be running the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, but I digress from my question. I will be headed to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on 10 November and my wife and 20-month-old son, with my wife and 20-month-old son. I haven't really been able to find anything specifically about this year's event. Is there anything you can tell me about the event alongside and hints and tips for the event? Cheers from the UK." All right, Paul, well, I hope you had a great time, and hope you stayed, again, dry during the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. I know that was more of a swimming contest than a running race this time, but I hope, you know, you had 12 days. Hope you had a great trip. As far as the Christmas party, because that is going on right now, Ricky's down there, and we're going to have her give firsthand accounts of that probably next week, so we can spread, you know, some firsthand knowledge. Of course, Frozen is everywhere. You know, we have Elsa, you know, lighting up the castle each night, icing it out. They are definitely in the Christmas parade as well. But pretty much for the most part, the Christmas party has stayed the same. You know, it's a fun party. You get the hot cocoa and cookies and apple slices and apple cider and stuff like that during the party. Lots of dance parties around, I believe. You can dance with Stitch, Santa Stitch. You have the snow on Main Street USA alongside the parade. Holiday Wishes goes on during the parade, and you know, just lots of fun, lots of holiday cheer. And one of my favorite things, again, I'm a music nut, but the background music that they play during the party, and of course you'll get that as the Christmas season rolls around resort-wide, is one of the reasons to be down there during the holidays. So great question, Paul, and hope you had a great trip. Next question comes from Brad Kennedy, and he says, "Hi, BOGP team, longtime listener, first-time questioner." Thanks, Brad. Thanks for writing in. "I'm in the initial stages of a fall 2015 trip to Walt Disney World that will include myself, my wife, our two sons, who are 1.5 and 3 next fall, and my parents. We really had our eyes set on a family suite at Art of Animation, but after hearing some reviews, I've cooled on that option, as four adults in a suite and two young children does not sound like the ideal sleeping arrangements for a seven-night stay. I'm now considering connecting rooms at Pop or Caribbean Beach as an alternate. What are your opinions on four adults in an Art of Animation suite in comparison to two connecting rooms at a moderate or value? I really want this trip to be a great experience for my parents and our children. I don't want to put that in jeopardy by compromising sleeping conditions given the age of our children and length of the stay. Thanks and keep up the awesome work and go Blues. Brad is in Fishers, Indiana. Yeah, go Blues. They're having a good season. We've won 10 out of 11, so good job, Brad. Thanks for that. All right, so you know what, Brad? I actually think you're on the right track, too. I love the idea of the family suites over at All-Star Music and at Art of Animation, especially Art of Animation, because they're so vibrant. They're so just fun. You know, people want to stay there. It's the room comes to life with the colors and the way it's laid out and how the bed folds out of the wall there. I mean, there's so much to be said for them. However, I think the suites are best for a family that has lots of kids in maybe a mom and a dad, because the mom and the dad can take the bedroom there and the kids can, they're kids, you know, they could really sleep anywhere. It doesn't bother them. I think for adults, you are on the right track. And what I would do is grab a moderate resort connecting rooms. And you could do that at Caribbean Beach. Like you said, we did this at Riverside. We had two connecting royal rooms. And what we did was we opened the door in between the two, and Mallory and her cousin just kind of passed back and forth between the two rooms. Everybody had a nice queen size bed, and it worked out really, really well for us. So I would definitely, you know, I think that all in all, because you want the parents to have a good time and you as well with your wife, I would get two connecting rooms and definitely open that door. Again, have lots of space. It's not going to be quite as bright and cheerful as, you know, maybe one of those suites over at Art of Animation. Those things are just fun and very animated, but maybe do a royal room over at Riverside. That gives you some of that over-the-top theme, and it's a lot of fun. So either way, I think you're going to have a great time. But you're on the right track. That's what I would do. All right, last question of the day. And again, you know, I know that we're not going super long today, but it's because, you know, I'm here by myself, and we'll try to make this happen. All right, next question or last question of the day comes from Matthew Burleson, and he says, "Hi, Mike, Ricky, Deb, and Pam. I love the show, our podcast family, our running squad, and am grateful for all y'all do. With all the genuine yet sappy pleasantries expressed, let's get down to the nitty-gritty." I like it, Matt. That's what we got to do, brother. "I'm looking to book a trip for next winter, November 29th through December 5th, and need the help of some true touring experts. If none are available, you all will have to do." Well, there you go, Matt. I know everybody's gone, so there's no experts here, but I'll at least read your question. Let's see here. I kid. "This trip will include myself, obviously, my wife, two children, ages 7 and 2, my sister, brother-in-law, and their two children, ages 15 and 12. We are looking to get two connecting rooms with my mom staying in a room with us. My mind immediately went to Riverside, especially since it's our favorite resort and has rooms capable of accommodating 5 people. Can you think of a reason to choose otherwise? And if so, what are my other options?" Also, well, let's stop there. Okay, so let's stop there. So other options, let me just say, by the time that this rolls around, Caribbean Beach will also have rooms for 5 as well. They're working on those, and those are coming online very soon. So that would be an option. But if you love Riverside, this is me, and you guys know because you listen to the show, when I like something, I like something. I you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. And it sounds like you really do like Riverside, and it sounds like, you know, 15 and 12-year-old, it sounds like your nieces or nephews there, great resort for them to maybe go exploring. You know, they're at that tween age where they could go exploring around together, maybe go fishing at the Old Man Island, the fishing hole there. You know, and your kids are going to be 7 and 2. Great pool. I mean, all the moderates have really nice pools, and you could share the pools at Riverside over at French Quarter. You have the waterway to downtown Disney, and Disney Springs will be, you know, in a year is going to be really a happening place. So I would probably pick Riverside, but Caribbean Beach would also be an option. All right, let's get back to the other part of your email. "Also, we are looking at booking a quick trip down for Princess Weekend which would use four or so park days. When you add those February days in with the winter trip, we are looking at a potential of 11 to 12 park days already for 2015. We also happen to live relatively close and might would sneak down for another weekend or two during the year. Would an AP be the practical way to go? I'm all for it, but I know the only way my sister and her family go is with package deals and free dining. Her husband and two boys not only eat their allotted value, but probably make Disney cringe at the carnage left when they leave the table at Ohana. My question is, that's awesome, is if my immediate family went ahead and purchased APs, could we still have my mom in our room on a package deal, or would we need to get her on my sister's reservation? Okay, so let's stop there. So if your family is on AP, so basically you're going to book a room only and hopefully qualify for an annual pass discount. Most of the time you can do that. So yes, your mom would not be able to be on free dining in your room, because the way Disney books things is that everybody in the room has to be on the same package or the same type of reservation. So you would need your mom to be in with your sister and brother-in-law to qualify for the free dining, because that way they're all in the same thing. They would all have, you know, basically the same thing. They'd have the same tickets in the same dining and in the same room. So you're on the right track there. Now, also, would this make sit-down meals difficult with us paying out of pocket and my other family members being on the dining plan? I'm sorry for the 20 questions, but I'm just not sure what to do. Thanks again for putting out such an incredible product and making my weeks inspecting vegetables a whole lot better. Matt is down in South Carolina. Well, you know what? We appreciate our vegetable inspectors this time of year. You know what? There's going to be a lot of them on the table next week. Boy, I can't wait to tear into some Thanksgiving meal. But look, back to your question about sitting down and having half the party on the Disney dining plan, whether it's free, paid, it doesn't matter, and you're using, say, no dining plan, and maybe you're even using tables in Wonderland. Not a problem. You can all eat at the same table. You just tell your server when you sit down, you know, you can say, just let them know the situation. Say, you know, these five are on dining, the Disney dining plan. We have tables in Wonderland. It's not a big deal. They'll break down the check and you'll be fine. So, yeah, and we do that all the time, because actually last summer when I was there with my niece and sister-in-law and her, their kids, this was the exact same situation. My wife and I and Mallory and Paige were on tables in Wonderland, and they were on Disney dining plan on a package. Not a problem at all. So don't worry about that, and you can have some great meals. All right, so that really does it for today's question show. Again, I apologize that I'm flying solo, but everybody else is having a good time, and we never, ever want to miss putting out a podcast. You know, I want to always be consistent and give you what you deserve, because you guys are so good to us, and I'm never going to miss a show if I'm able. So I appreciate you guys downloading the show and putting up with me for the last 28 minutes or so. I know it's not as exciting without the ladies here, but I tried the best I could to get some questions out there. And again, send in your questions to Mike at BRGuestPodcast.com. I'd love to answer them with the ladies here on the show. Today's episode, as always, brought to you by the good folks over at VirtualMickey.com. So drop by there this week. And again, like I said in the ad read at the top of the show, I know that so many of you use Days to Go already. So if you wouldn't mind, let's support the folks who support us. Let's tweet out the love, you know, show the picture. How many days do you have left to go to your next trip? Put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, and, you know, I'll be out there retweeting and giving the love and spreading the word. But if you don't have this app, you need it on your iOS device. It'll get you excited for that next trip. You got lots of great pictures, audio cues, and everything else. So drop by virtualmickey.com today to check out these and other great iOS apps. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums, where you can sign up for our great Christmas card exchange and our Disney ornament exchange, which is awesome. We do this every year. And you know what? You can send an ornament to somebody around the world and it'll be hanging on their tree. How cool is that? And you'll get an ornament in exchange from somewhere else around the world from another listener of the podcast, and you'll have that for a treasure on your tree for this year and years to come as a memory of, you know, just the great times we have here in our podcast family. So do drop by the forums and sign up today. And thanks again to Florence and Michelle for taking care of that, as they always do. We couldn't do this stuff without them. So thank you so much to those ladies. Don't forget to check out Magical Mouse Radio. And we're going to talk about Magical Mouse Radio on Friday. Some of the ins and outs, you know, that people might be curious about when it comes to running a Disney radio station. So make sure you check that out on Friday here on the show. But until then, drop by for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the holiday audio starts in 8 days, people. 8 days. We're going to start it on Thanksgiving, so get ready for that over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. The next live show comes your way on December 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Put it on the calendar right there, MagicalMouseRadio.com. Finally, download our app. We have a free iOS app, and it is awesome. You can listen to the podcast. You can listen to Magical Mouse Radio, get on the forums and Facebook and all kinds of other things. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app. Download it for free today in your phone's app store. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here and get a drink of water, I think, or something. But again, thanks for putting up with me today. I appreciate you guys downloading the show so much. And we'll get it back together, back as always, next time. And we'll have the ladies in here because I know they're the stars of the show. I'm just kind of here to push the buttons. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, who are all slackers having a good time, I'm Mike getting the work in today. And I hope you guys have a great midweek. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.